That kills my advisor now.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Gloria was an inspiration to me. She was very compassionate, loving, and always truthful.
When did you meet her?
Lord, oh my God, years and years ago. She owned the, what is it?
Healing Waters.
Healing Waters, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my God, yeah, I've known her for 15 years. Yeah, I genuinely did not know she had passed on. Lord, Lord, we've got a fallen angel now.
Yeah, no kidding. I know. I miss her a lot.
Yeah, I miss her a lot, too. I miss her. She was the only medical professional that I know who would actually sit down and talk to you and counsel with you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now I don't have an advisor nor a friend. She was probably one of my 10 friends in the world.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
So the list gets really tiny now, so. Yes, sir. Lord, Lord, Lord. Well, so you guys were dating?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, and I really miss her.
Yep.
So I'm putting together a website.
Mm-hmm. Really?
People that she knew.
Website.
And I'd like to put your statement on it.
Absolutely. What are you going to call the website?
It'll be GloriaStriker.com.
So I can call it up on my phone.
Yep.
Yeah, GloriaStriker.com.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Striker.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Striker. Very striking name, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria Marie Striker is actually her middle name.
Mm-hmm.
She's
so loving and kind to everybody else and just vicious to herself.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. Not vicious, but she just didn't take care of herself like you know,
right.
She took care of everyone else.
Right.
She was an angel to everyone.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness, what am I going to do for a medical advisor and a friend now? How long is it going to take you to get your website up?
Probably within a month or less, maybe a couple more weeks. I want to get a few more, you know, testimonials of people that knew her.
Right, right. Whatnot.
But you know what? I'm going to turn that website into something that will help people. So, kind of like carry on what she did.
Right.
So, yeah, go there. So, maybe there's going to be some things to... that will help you. If not,
mine.
All the things that other people have said about her
uh-huh.
would be good to listen to.
Uh-huh.
So.
Boy, I'm telling you, she never struck me as being bipolar, was she?
Not really bipolar.
Just general depression.
Just, she had a lot of things on her. And she told me she had too many fires in the irons.
I know that's it. Too many fires in the irons?
Yeah.
That's cute. Too many fires in the irons.
Yeah, too many fires in the irons.
I know about it both ways. Too many irons in the fire, too many fires in the irons.
Yep.
I know both sides of that. Lord have mercy, I will miss her forever. There aren't very many genuine people in today's world. It's a plastic world.
Yes.
So you live in town here?
Well, yeah, I'm in Bluff City.
Bluff City. My gosh, I did not know she had passed. So I assume that picture right there is going to be the picture for the lead picture for your website. Wow. What about her employers up there at the nursing home? The assisted living?
Well, I think she told me about that. I need to
and
go up there.
She worked right there.
When did she work there?
Oh, my God. She worked there from 15 years ago. As far as I know, the house she's living in, they own. Two houses on the other corner.
On the other corner?
Yeah. And she said, I don't think anybody else wants to take care of those people over there. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody else wants to do it.
Yeah. That sounds like Gloria.
Uh-huh.
That's what she would do.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, she would definitely, God, that's really a blow to your, soul in your heart, knowing that she's gone. She'll live on through us, but
what she did for everybody around her is
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I mean, how she spoke to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she didn't judge anyone.
No, she did it with love and compassion. And, yeah, she was. And never screamed about her being a Christian.
Yeah.
She never screamed about that.
No.
Everybody else talks about what a great Christian they are. Look at what I'm doing for...
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't elevate herself at all. No.
No, not at all.
She may be the only Christian I actually knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, that's true.
She may be the only one.
That you know.
That I know.
Yeah.
And I know tons of religious people. I just got invited to church just a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
And I told them, why your church? Well, because I like my church. Well, it doesn't tell me any reason why I should go to your church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So everybody's into their religion, and they think that their religion is better than everybody else's. And nobody seems to have any focus on Christ at all. It's about them.
He had St. Francis Assisi prayer up on the wall next to her bed. And every morning when she got up, she would recite that.
Hmm.
So that's who she was. You know, she wanted to be a channel of love